Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Powder blue.
Wow, not bad.
Powder blue. What can you do? She's powder blue. Powder blue. Powder blue.
You like this one, Doug?
Yeah, this is nice.
Pretty good. It's Ween. It's a Ween Wednesday, so it's fun.
I'll be true. My powder blue.
Powder blue. Pretty good.
It's all for you. It's all for you. And you know it.
And you know it. It's Ryan Kelly Morning After, 590 The Fan, KFNS. Doug, Major Peters is the official Bloody Mary mix of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Why don't you sit down and have yourself a Bloody Mary, and we'll have a good 9 o'clock hour. Do it with Major Peters.
Well, that's who I would certainly do it with if I were in the mood for Bloody Mary. Sometimes I am.
Check it out at MajorPeters.com.
Some people don't like other things.
You like a Bloody Mary now and again. Who doesn't, right?
Sure. As long as it's Major Peters.
You know what's nice? It's perfect for brunch.
A brunch. Bloody Mary. Yeah, I don't really like the word brunch.
Why?
Are we having breakfast or are we having lunch?
You can have either, baby.
Okay.
Somebody sent in Marcelo Zuna's Instagram. Is anybody here speak Espanol? No habla Espanol?
Mis zapatos son muy grande.
You have big shoes?
Yeah.
Doug?
What did he say? Pepe y yo somos buenos amigos.
Nieve en su buena.
Ah, como gritas, hijo.
Somebody can translate. It's a... here. There was a C translation on it.
Oh.
Snow in its good. Okay, well,
where is he?
St. Louis. I guess he landed in St. Louis because it's a shot of, I think it's Lambert. Yeah, there's the tumbleweed. So there's snow, and he says, snow in its good.
Yep, people are going to love this guy.
Okay,
I interviewed him there at the warm-up. He seems genuinely happy about his new situation. And you know, we've heard that he's good with the media and that has, you know, kind of a lighthearted attitude. I think fans are going to really embrace him.
And here's the other more recent post on his Instagram.
Well, he's just enjoying a splash waterfall.
Making out with a gal in the waterfall region.
Looks like there's heavy petting going on.
Yeah.
Can you hear me good?
So, yeah, I'm on board.
But mostly he's just enjoying nature.
See the translation on this.
You think a guy really...
In love with my black? Huh. Mm. I don't know what things mean.
No.
In love with...
Yeah. I don't know.
Sounds like something Lex Steele would say in an upcoming scene.
Sometimes when you write in a second language, you might miss out on a tiny little word that kind of changes the meaning of everything.
N-E-N. N-E-N. No. N is spelled E-N.
Right.
Okay.
En mi casa means in my house. Mm-hmm.
In my house. Is that the Mary Jane girls? I think it was.
I don't know.
Okay. En amor. That means love.
Right.
Con.
With.
With.
Me.
My.
Negra.
Wife.
Oh, that's wife?
No, esposa is wife. Esposa, isn't it?
Well, anyway, that's the Big Bear 13 Ozuna on Instagram.
Okay. You think a guy from the Dominican who got to play in Miami would really be happy with a trade to St. Louis?
Whoa, he's down there close to where he lives.
Where most people speak Spanish.
No, I can tell you this, and maybe I'm wrong, but based on some of the things I've seen Christian Yelich tweet out, some of the other, seems that everyone wants out of that operation.
Now Josh Harrison wants out of Pittsburgh.
Oh, why? They seem to be competitive.
No. Mm. Yeah, if you're over 25, I think you're going to want out of Pittsburgh. Yeah, I think they all would. They're in for some rough times.
Doug, Oakland A's fans are destroying Ozuna right now. Thanks. It's from the 3-1-4. What does that mean?
Destroying?
Because he had said when he heard he was never going to be traded, but he had heard he might be traded to Oakland, and then he found out he's going to St. Louis. He was very happy because he didn't want to necessarily play for the A's. Partially because they have that ballpark where there's a sewage, raw sewage.
In the dugout sometimes.
In the clubhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, I can translate "En amore con dogres cabuza."
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't speak. I speak Latin. You can text in Latin.
Do you?
We can speak Latin all day.
All right.
Like we're in the Roman Empire, Jack.
E pluribus unum.
Yep. He can go to St. Cecilia for fish fry. Lots of Espanol and mariachi. Steve Wildwood. Okay. Is that true? St. Cecilia? That's in the South City,
there.
I think.
I don't know. I've not been there.
I don't think St. Gabriel's really played them.
I like a good fish fry,
I think it's
though.
Like an FCS.
Cool. So do I. Jack Salmon.
Ah, Lent's around the corner. You always look forward to Lent.
Well, I do like fish fries. I can't usually go because of lady journalism, but the ones I've been to is kind of fun.
So what is it? What kind of fish is it?
Jack Salmon, usually.
It's always Jack Salmon for
Not
real?
Not always, but the good one is Jack Salmon.
Like when I get Vandekamp's, baby, what am I
eating? It's carp.
Tilapia or something. I don't think it's the highest cut of fish.
No.
What's the highest cut of fish, baby?
I don't know.
Wahoo.
Is it?
Probably the most expensive you would get would probably be Dover sole.
Dover sole, right out of Delaware.
Right.
That's probably the most expensive fish.
What is that? What kind of fish is that?
What
is that the name
so
of the
good?
Fish?
It's very light and flaky.
Mm.
Great flavor. Don Breckenridge, when I worked at Breckenridge, would always come in and I had to be his waiter and he always ordered the Dover sole. And we had to debone it at the table. And I was always so afraid I was going to leave a bone in there. He's going to choke.
No.
Right there in front of him, you took the bones out of the fish.
It's pretty easy.
Doug, the fish fry at St. Ferdinand is the bee's knees.
Is it?
Thanks. That's from Larry, the cam girl.
Yeah, they have them all over the place, and they do well.
St. Clement's really good. Whoa. Whoa, you know what they got? They got the fried shrimp. Well done.
The fugu is the most expensive fish. It's $135 a pound.
Where is it? That sounds Japanese.
I do believe you are correct on that. Not telling me where it's found.
I think we're talking about fish that you can readily get. Fugu would be kind of hard to get if you
no,
went to like
that's
your...
what actually it that's would. What McDonald's uses in their filet.
Oh, does it?
I
yeah.
don't think
yeah.
so. I yeah. don't, no, don't think so.
Jack salmon is a cheap ass poor man's fish. Your frozen stuff is pollock or cod. Dover sole isn't expensive either, Iggy. Shut up. You're 0 for forever. Thanks.
Oh, come
Matt
on.
Who bowls it?
Boy, this fish knowledge.
Dover sole isn't expensive. Okay.
Here come the experts.
Go price it.
Wow, one chicken is worth $2,500. It's the most expensive meat in the world.
One chicken?
One chicken. The Ian Samini breed of chicken is the, much like Ford's Model T, this Ferrari of fowls.
All right, let's
unbelievable, whoever wrote this. But yeah, $2,500 an animal.
Marco Bertarelli texting in to my phone. That's how you get on immediately. Olive and Oak has a diver's sole, a Dover sole for two. Let's say me and you share, Doug. Or is that me and you share, Doug? Because it changes. The comma is really important there.
This is from Bertarelli, is it?
Olive and Oak has a Dover sole for two. Let's say me and you share, Doug.
Excuse
no
me,
comma.
Tim.
Yeah.
I am fluent in Bertarelli.
Oh.
What he means is you guys go there, share the sole. Then move on to Doug as
like
a dessert item.
That's not bad. I like creme brulee, but yeah.
Mm. You're that gay, are you? Those are the conversations you're having now.
Yeah, Big Al.
Morning, boy.
Oh, hello, Al.
Subdued.
Hey, Big Al.
I'm in intensive care at the hospital.
What's the matter?
What happened to you?
I got an infection in my leg.
You going to be okay?
Out of my ankle bone. Yeah, they got me on all kinds of partial antibiotics and really good drugs. I'm seeing like purple stars and all kind of stuff. So that part's good, but I got to go to that Olive and Oak, Timmy. It sounds awesome. Is it as good as you say?
Maybe have it delivered to you if you're in the
Wait
hospital.
Wait a minute. You're dealing with a serious medical ailment to the point we have to be in the hospital, but that will not prevent you from being a Tim Lemming.
I want to go to Olive and Oak. If Timmy says it's good, it's good, Cat. So just calm down.
All right.
How you doing, dog?
Oh, I'm
fine. Working the day is right now.
I'm fine.
Doug Vaughn is here tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry to hear about your health problems.
Yeah, I know. I thought I had gout, and then they ended up rushing me to the hospital, and my legs swelled up three times its size. So now they say I got cellulitis. So anyway, I just want to call and cheer myself up by hearing you, clowns.
So you got
to
get an operation or something? Yeah. How do they treat that?
I hope not. I'm diabetic. My breakfast is here, Snapdragon. Yeah, hopefully not.
What happened?
Hopefully
what?
Not.
Your they, breakfast is here? Is that what you just said?
And it snapped her.
Yeah, she just brought me breakfast. I got a hot girl bringing me breakfast. You're hot.
Oh, we're losing you.
He's heavily anyway, medicated.
Intensive care, huh? That sounds serious.
I know it is, Doc. They're running my bill to the ceiling. Sorry, Boeing, but I deliver you a lot of quality parts so you can pay for it.
Yeah.
So all my well-wishers and my texters, you just get out there and have fun with me today. But I just got one thing to say.
What?
I'll be back.
Oh. All right, Big Al, get better. Get better. I hope people on the fan page send them well-wishers.
Yeah, a lot of texts are actually coming in. Tell Big Al there's no antibiotic more powerful than arsenic.
No.
Hey, Big Al's doctor, do us a favor and replace his IV fluid with bleach. My voodoo doll has finally started working on Big Al. Let's see, Doug, a lot are coming in, actually. Let's see, when do they allow phones in the ICU? Pull the plug.
Oh, I think probably you can have your phone there at the table.
And some people are mad at Iggy for his certain fish choices.
Of course, you couldn't possibly say anything.
Well, Giovanni's Fish Market charges $20 a pound for Dover sole. There's a restaurant in Manhattan that charges $70 for an order of Dover sole. It's a cheap bass fish, though.
You like catfish? You ever eat catfish?
Yeah, no, it's disgusting.
No, if you have it cooked correctly.
Well,
what's the proper way to cook it?
That's
well,
what's
I've
up,
had
man.
It fillets. When we were younger, we went fishing in Canada, and the guide took the catfish and fried it in some kind of batter.
Ooh.
In like lamb grease or something.
Lamba.
It was grease. Really good. It was really good.
I think that was the grease that was good, probably.
Maybe.
The catfish.
Maybe.
Nice piece of wahoo.
Don't say nice piece. You can just say wahoo. Because we assume you didn't mean stale.
I think catfish
cold.
Is very underrated. I think how you cook it is key.
Is
but
it?
Right out of the lake, put it in the fryer, it's unbelievable.
I'm not a big seafood guy. I like lobster.
Oh,
I like scallops. I always try to get the fish, the catch of the, if you're at a seafood restaurant, everyone's getting fish, then you get it. And then you kind of pretend you really like it, but you wish you had a steak.
I enjoy the cockroach of the sea, shrimp.
Shrimp
that's
is good.
It's just disgusting.
Rich Gould said it's the candy of the sea.
It's the cockroach.
At Fast Eddie's, the shrimp are as big as your thumb, Junior. That's what he would say to me.
Well, they taste good, but it's kind of a disgusting animal.
Why is that?
Because they're like cockroaches. They sit at the bottom of the ocean and they eat the poop.
David, how about a little Popeye's chicken? That good for your golf swing?
But boy, it's good.
You ever get like a really good shrimp cocktail? Like where the shrimp is like big.
Massive. And, oh,
yeah.
Gosh.
And you put a little lemon juice on it.
Oh, yeah.
You like that?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe one day we'll go out for a nice shrimp cocktail.
Well, I'm busy.
Can't get Doug to
can't
ever.
Get him out. Yeah, can't get him out.
Try.
What are they saying about my fish choices?
There's some real anger in here. Yeah, look up sea bass and halibut. You said it's the most expensive you can readily get. Wrong again, scale face.
Everybody
I don't believe
that.
I said it's the most expensive. I said one of the most expensive. And $20 a pound is pretty expensive for fish.
Yeah, sure it is. Yeah.
Christ, I can talk about some Chilean sea bass, and I'm talking about readily available.
Let's hear what you got to say.
Oh, yeah, I want a puff fish. I know they're $150 a pound. Can I have a puff fish?
Puff? Is that the one that expands in your mouth?
Well, it's the one that if it's not filleted properly, if it's not filleted properly, it'll kill you.
Yeah. You can't breathe.
Okay, puff fish, that's expensive. Go to Tom's Meat Market and ask for a puff fish.
I don't want it.
See if you can get one.
No.
What's your favorite fish, Doug?
Oh, salmon, I guess.
I think it's salmon.
Oh, it's catfish, man.
No, well, he asked me what my favorite was. That's what I order.
Sorry,
salmon
Doug.
Often.
I feel like when we're at spring training, the fish I get the most is grouper.
That's a nice fish. Nice and meaty.
Stop saying nice.
Nice and meaty.
There's a
stick
place.
Fish like snapper.
I don't know the name of it, but there was a place that we went to with the Fox crew.
Lutina's.
No, for seafood. And they said, you got to get this type of fish. You'll like it. And it was great. So I'm whatever that place is, I'm going again.
I had swordfish quesadillas, I think, the last year
swordfish
we went.
Is good,
swordfish
yeah.
is really
sure.
good
oh,
dish.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
You get a swordfish steak?
I've
what
had
they
that.
Call it, right?
I've
a
had that,
steak,
yeah.
it's
yeah,
pretty
it's
good.
Yeah, it is good.
Little lubbed.
What?
Little lubbed.
Halibut's good. That's hard to
lemon?
Find, though.
I like it when you make yourself giggle.
Is that how we're saying lemon now?
I expanded and nope. A lot of those texts coming
yeah,
in.
Yeah, I knew that was
Yeah, you can't even talk
puffer,
about fish.
Puffer fish text, right?
Mm-hmm. A lot of those. Mm-hmm. The difference between a shrimp and a cockroach is that a shrimp isn't living in a bag of Cheetos in some South City Hoosier's living room. Don't attack South City on this show.
Right. That guy pissed at you about your shrimp comment?
Well, that's what they are. They are.
Yeah, but they clean them. You don't just take them straight out of the ocean and eat them.
They clean all animals.
You devein them. You take the poop out of the top of them.
Well, I understand that. They clean all animals before they feed them to you. It doesn't mean some animals aren't kind of disgusting.
What do you put on the shrimp again?
Lebed.
Lemon. Hey, I'd like some shrimp with lemon. That's how you order it now?
It's like Robert De Niro at the end of Awakenings.
Yeah.
The best is a nice brown trout straight from the boy hole. The hell is that?
Who was it?
Dr. Dickenballs? God, this is like a second grade.
It's worse.
Spicy pube meat.
It's people who are kicked out of fifth grade, I think, is who's texting today.
Do you know anything about the STL tax lawyer? Because he obviously thinks there's some tax.
He doesn't want his name mentioned around this conversation.
Yeah, he does. He loves you, Doug. He's a good dude.
Well, perhaps you've invested heavily in Bitcoin or other virtual currencies, and you're starting to sweat it. Come tax time, do they have my information? Am I going to owe a lot of money because I made some? You know, the IRS has asked the federal judge to force Coinbase to turn over its entire list of Bitcoin account holders. Why? Well, equipped with that information, the IRS can begin targeting taxpayers who have not reported their Bitcoin gains on their tax returns. If this message is giving you some heart palpitations, you need to contact Mark Milton at STLTaxLawyer.com today for a free consultation regarding your Bitcoin-related tax issues. You can make a lot of money there. People have made a lot, but you can get yourself in some trouble. Did you know that STLTaxLawyer.com also prepares tax returns for individuals and small businesses? Well, call them today or stop by Mark's new office right here by the station, corner of Woodlawn and Manchester in Kirkwood, 10260 Manchester Road. If you're worried about your taxed Bitcoin gains or looking to get your personal or small business taxes done, visit STLTaxLawyer.com today. Remember, the choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertisements.
Guys, Iggy would eat a cockroach if they cleaned it first. Thanks. That's from the Webster Queen Peeker.
Yeah.
I don't remember saying a cockroach was like a shrimp. That's Doug.
Well, shrimp is like a cockroach of the sea.
Well, catfish are like that. They eat metal.
Yeah, Doug, metal.
Catfish eat metal?
If they see a tin can at the bottom of the river, they start munching
carp
on it.
That's carp, not...
Catfish are also considered scavengers. Doesn't mean you can't eat them, and it doesn't mean they're not good.
I think
they're
carp are considered prepared. Bottom feeders.
Do you eat carp, Pollock?
No, I haven't. I don't think I have.
People don't eat that. But they eat blackened catfish. Catfish is considered, decent.
That was the
I'm
fish
not saying
I grew up
expensive.
On.
I don't buy fish very often, so I wouldn't know.
How about Asian carp?
No, those...
The ones that bounce out of the river
into
your
boat.
Yeah,
those are from my hood. Those are from my hood. Those generated in the Illinois River, the Spoon River, right there in Havana.
Have you been in a boat where you've seen them jumping
around? Yeah, everybody does that. Yeah, the guy from River Monsters on Animal Planet was out there doing a documentary the time we were out there.
So. How are they going to kill them? Have they figured that out yet?
It's really fun bow hunting with them. If you ever, bow fished, you ever done that?
Hell
like,
no.
You see them trying.
I've gone fishing with a bow and arrow?
I mean, you've skeet shot, right, with your son?
Yeah, yeah.
It's similar to that where actually the fish are jumping out similar to that, and you just, it's
But
it's
you
so
lose
fun.
Your arrow, don't you?
No.
You put it on a string.
You put it on a string,
and
you
then
can
you
reel it
in.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. Bow fishing, I would highly recommend. It's really fun. But that's how you kill the Asian carp.
That's
how I
did. It seems dangerous if they're flying all over the place and you're shooting bows. They
knock you out. I mean, yeah, you don't really want to have like a big bunch of them jumping around and you trying to shoot them. But if they're one or two jumping around.
I don't mean how they're going to kill them one at a time. How are they going to kill the population?
Yeah, I don't know if you can, really. I mean, it's ridiculous in the summer. It's insane.
Yeah.
Doug, carp is some of the best tasting fish you can get from freshwater.
No.
From the 3-4. Oh, look, Iggy's wrong again. Way to go, Orange Glow. Right. Way to go, Orange Glow.
What am I wrong about? Pointed out. Could be quite a few things, but.
Since that Dover Soul's got some people riled up.
What? It's.
It's just because you said it. That's the only reason.
Well, but I didn't say it's the most expensive fish. I was thinking in this area, if you went out and got fish, I would think Dover Sole is pretty expensive.
Whatever you said, these knuckleheads would have called in and complained about it.
No, I know. But Dover Sole isn't cheap.
Don Breckenridge liked it.
Sounds like a disco group.
Not a very big fish, but bluegill is also a really...
Oh, come on.
You got to have a lot of
people
them.
People don't eat
bite
that, do they?
Yeah.
What, Kendall gill was the 89?
Different kind.
Bluegill catfish is what you usually
kind
catch in the Canton area.
Yeah.
That's what I always ate.
Yeah.
Small forward, two guard, play the point.
I mean, Doug, hold on a second. I want to talk about fish more, but look who's on the line. This is unbelievable what's going on with the presentation. Iggy, to get our audience ready for your trip to the AVNs, it is absolutely our pleasure to welcome to the radio program, Doug, one of the greats, Tegan Presley. Tegan, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
She's bubbly.
Yeah, what a special spirit. What brings you onto the radio program? How did this all come to fruition?
Well, I was being an early bird and not being a lazy butt this morning, decided to go work out, and I heard that you guys were talking about me, so I thought I'd call in and say hello.
Doug, they stream in Las Vegas. I told you they do.
They do.
That's where. Are you in Las Vegas?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, you're up.
How did you hear we were talking about
they're
you?
Streaming. They're streaming. What are you, podcasting?
A little birdie told me.
Yep.
Little birdie.
Yep. Tegan, you're back in the game, and it makes me so happy. You look so lovely. Are you done performing now after doing a couple of scenes, or are you still going to continue to perform? That's what me and the Plowhawk really need to know.
Well, it was such a big deal because I hadn't done it in so long, and right after I got divorced, I didn't want to do it right away, and then I had, like, a major accident. So I wanted to kind of take my time and going into it again, and I've been having a lot of fun. I like it. I honestly don't have a plan. I'm just kind of flying by the seat of my pants.
Yeah. tell our audience about your accident, because I was reading about it, and it was, Doug, this is horrifying. What happened to her?
Oh, it was crazy. I've never even broken a bone, never had a cavity or anything, and I was going from the bar to the stage, and I asked the security to help me, and he didn't have stability in his hand, so when I took his hand and put pressure in it, his hand went down, and with that, my momentum went down, and I went from standing on top of a bar to standing and impaling myself to a 90-degree angle over the ledge of the stage, and I lacerated my liver, and I had a hematoma against my spleen and internal bleeding, and I didn't even know. I just thought maybe I cracked a rib or broke a rib, and I went and danced that whole night. I went and danced two shows the night before, was a trooper, pretended like nothing was going on because I was a competitive ballet dancer. So the show must go on whether you're hurt or not. You go and do it.
Amen.
And then you deal with yourself afterwards. Well, I woke up and my stomach was like I was 8 months pregnant. And I went in there like, yeah, you've had internal bleeding. And if you had waited about 24 to 36 more hours, you probably would have died.
Oh, my God.
I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, it didn't even come to my mind that it could have been like internal bleeding. I just thought maybe it was going to feel like I got hit by a car. So it was such a big deal. And they said I could have had surgery and they would have had to cut open my abdomen. So I would have never worked again by one random freak fall.
But what did they do to fix it if they didn't cut open your abdomen?
Luckily, my internal bleeding stopped on its own. So they didn't have to go in. But I was in ICU and they were checking me every 2 hours to make sure I wasn't taking on more blood. Because that scar is a nasty scar to have from your sternum to your belly button.
Yeah, especially if you're in the adult film world. Our one of our producers here, Iggy, is going to be at the AVNs. Are you going to be at the AVNs?
Oh, yes, I am. I'm going to be signing for AEBN.
Doug, AEBN.
All day. Yeah, it's an online retailer.
Online retailer, Iggy.
It's almost like a VOD site.
Video on demand.
Yeah.
There you go. So, Iggy, Tegan's one of the girls you want to speak with while you're out there. So maybe we can try and arrange this now.
Well, I do. My question for Tegan is this will be my first time out there covering it. And I was told it's kind of like the Super Bowl where you have to line up a lot of interviews before you even get there. You can't just walk around to the booth and say, hey, Tegan, Kenny Strode from 590 The Fan, you got a couple of minutes. And I've reached out to your guy, Derek, and I asked for you, for Lexi Bell, and for Dylan Harper, the three from your stable that I want to talk to. So,
stable.
How easy is it for me to be able to get interviews? Can you help in any way? And can you just walk around and ask girls and they're going to say yes, they're going to blow you off?
Some may blow you off. Some may say, hey, come back in an hour. Or if you come back during this day at this time, then I'll be happy to do it. Some girls, if they have like a couple minutes and it's not too long of an interview, they'll sometimes do it right then while you're in line.
See?
There you go, Iggy.
Now, how about
I don't
want
to wait in line. I want to go around the corner here.
When you're signing at one of these events and you have these folks all lined up for you, are you thinking to yourself, I'm looking for marriage material? Mm. So they're getting some signed, and you're looking for your forever person. Is that kind of how it works?
No. It's just more one of those things where they're super excited to get to finally meet you. They kind of get a glimpse into your personality. They get to get their stuff signed and take a photo. A lot of girls are very silly and will take like a couple cute photos and will take some silly photos with you. And the good thing about AVN, too, is that it takes place in a casino, so a lot of people always have drinks during the day, unlike some of the other conventions where they don't have alcohol during it or around it. So it makes people a little bit more loose and a little bit more fun.
Yeah, there you go. So there's an incentive, Iggy. You can hang out, you can gamble, have some drinks, and then go in and talk it over with Tegan. You got a whole day planned.
Well, I'm a little taken back. Do I have to wait in line to come ask a question about an interview?
What do you mean?
It kind of depends. Each girl is signing at a booth, so you can always talk to the booth person and, you know, ask them, be like, hey, you know, when will
booth
this
power.
Person be available for interviews? Or Power's you can booth. Ask them to ask the girl. if you just want to get a quick interview, then, yeah, you would maybe have to wait in line if you don't set it up.
Yeah, I'm just going to try to get a minute to 90 seconds out of each girl. I'm not going to sit there and do an in-depth 60 minutes thing.
Oh, yeah, of course. No, honestly, when girls' lines aren't too long, I would just sneak in there and do it, and most of it would oblige right there and then.
There you go, Iggy. So, you got a game plan. You got it from one of the best in the business, too.
Yeah, from 1 to 10, I'm going to throw 4 names at you, the chances of me getting this interview.
Oh, wow. This will be fun. It's a guessing
Uh-oh.
Game.
Yeah.
You can go ahead and text her your list, too.
Well, you would have been, Tegan would have been number one, but since we are now talking to you, I'm sure if I come up Thursday or Friday and say, hey, Tegan, Iggy, nice to meet you. Thanks for coming on. I can get a couple minutes with you, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, of course.
There you go.
Riley Reed.
Yes. She's really cool.
So we're going to give that an 8.
Is that one I would have to
have to do a number scale.
Yeah.
Ding dong.
Would I have...
probably, yeah, 7 or 8.
Okay. Would I have to line that up ahead of time? Because they're not getting back to me from... Spielberg.
What does she know? One thing.
Yeah.
You honestly will have to walk up to her booth and either wait in line the first time or see if she can have like a time during one of the days you're there.
Okay.
Because she used to host the AVN.
Yeah. I'm really trying to go around Spiegler because he's not doing much for me.
Spiegler, put the
Yeah, honestly, the best bet is to get in her line and talk to her directly.
Okay. Your girl from LA Direct, Dylan Harper, who's one of my favorites.
She may be a little bit harder. I'm going to give that like a 4.
That's a 4.
Five.
Oh, no.
That's a 4. You got to know.
She's a little prickly, is she? A little prickly?
But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, what about Lana Rhodes? She fell into Tampa Bay. and Iggy's been trying to get to the bottom of that, Tegan. What do you think there?
That one, I have no idea. I'm going to give you an NA on that one.
That's not available. That one's not available.
No idea.
So is AVN a week for you a little different than everybody else? Because you live, you know, probably what, like a 10-minute drive from Hard Rock, right?
Yeah, I actually live like down the street from Hard Rock. So it's really amazing because every night I get to go home and sleep in my own bed. And I don't have to smell like the smoky casino at all times. And I can make my own food and not have to wait on room service for 2 hours. It's amazing. I love it.
You love it that way.
And if I want to escape, I can just escape.
Do you go to all the parties?
Yes. I usually try to for a little while. But since I live there, I've been kind of... Not as much. When I stay in the hotel, I'm out till 5 in the morning.
Yeah.
When I've been living at my house and going to AVN, I'll probably be in my bed by like 1 or 2.
We all follow
trying
you on
Trying to be a good girl. Trying.
Trying. I respect that. We all follow you on Twitter. The cat, you say, what, it's delightful?
I haven't done it yet. I meant to.
40. Do you have a new gentleman lover? Is that accurate?
What?
Do you have a new gentleman lover?
Yes, I do.
Ah, Doug, I knew it. I'm getting the dish here. What's going on?
And you met him in line at an expo.
No. I met him through mutual friends. He's on the East Coast, so I've been kind of bi-coastal lately.
You like going out to the East Coast? Was he New York?
Yeah, he's in New York, Philly. But I've been, I mainly work on the East Coast, so that's perfect. So he comes and meets me when I'm working in other towns like Baltimore, Virginia, and other stuff. So we kind of get to spend a little bit more time than we normally would.
You've been to St. Louis before, but I don't think it's been for a while. Is that correct?
Yeah, it hasn't been for a long time.
Yeah. Doug, maybe we can see if we can get her back here for an event. It'd be wonderful. Lisa Ann's a friend of the show. You friends with Lisa Ann? She's on the show regularly.
Yes, no, I love her. She's one of my old school favorites.
Yeah, she's good people. She's getting back into the business, Tegan. What do you think about that?
I know. I saw that.
Both of you making comebacks like Jordan.
Lisa, Tori Black, all these big name girls are all coming at the same time.
That would be wonderful.
How'd you get into the business, gal?
I thought it was basically adult modeling, and when I went in for the ghost season, I took the Polaroids, I walked out, and I saw it was for an adult film company, and it was more of a harder type of company that normally a girl like me wouldn't really go for right away, but they were so nice to me, and they offered me way more than what other girls were getting paid. And they're like, if you try it and you don't like it, you know, you don't have to sign the paperwork, which means they can't release it, anything else. And I ended up liking it, and the people were just made me feel so comfortable. And then 14 years later, I'm still stuck here.
Stuck.
That didn't sound good.
Now, Doug, you say about this show, though, you've been doing it for 10 years.
Yeah, and you're I feel like I'm stuck here,
yeah,
too.
So you can
same
relate.
Thing. Yeah, yeah. Same
but
thing.
You haven't signed the paperwork. Well, because,
no, I don't have paperwork.
And you came for the interview thinking it was just nude modeling.
Didn't know it was going to be about sex. Yeah. A lot of it is.
And I like all the people, and that's why I've kind of stuck around, and my fans have been so amazing. And this is actually my 14th AVN.
Wow, 14 AVNs.
When I started in the business, I had shot my first scene on like on a Sunday, Monday, and by that Thursday, Friday, I was at AVN signing for one of the companies I had worked for. My first week in the business, I had nothing to sign. I had whatever.
You got Gould's phone.
Tegan, we were losing you a little bit there. You still there?
Yeah, I'm
okay. Oh, yeah. It just cut out real. Hey, by the way, when you came back, and you came back on the same day as Tori Black's release, was that a plan? Was that like to have two of the greats come back at the same time, or would you want the stage to yourself? What happened there?
I was kind of, I mean, to be brutally honest, it wasn't. I knew she had shot her stuff, but I didn't know when they were releasing it. And I think, since we're working for two kind of competing companies. I don't think our company knew that they were releasing on the same day because I think they would have pushed it. But they got their press release out first, so it kind of scooped us. But you know what I mean? We're two totally different people, and we do kind of have the same demographic, but, you know, it is what it is. It's like, you know.
Doug, you know how that.
I do.
She's an LA direct model, too.
But...
Hey, Tegan, so also when you came back, I saw that you said you were not going to perform Girl, and that really disappointed us.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. I'm sure you have your reason, but now we have an opportunity to find out why. That's you, because usually the girl thing's kind of just a standard part of the deal, but you were saying...
It is usually.
Yeah, so what's going on?
And most girls prefer to do that, too, because it's a little bit easier, and, you know, it's a good amount of money and, you know, whatever. But for me, I did so many years of it that I got sick of it, and... I wanted all the men. Like, give me the men. I was married for a really long time, and I was faithful and only had one person, and I had all the women. So now I don't want any women, and I want the men.
Doug, no, sounds like a lot of listeners to this show.
So there will be no girl scene. That is what you're telling us. That's what me and the Plowboy are going to have to come to terms with. That's firm. You're on. Did you have a bad experience with a girl or something like that? Like somebody wasn't, you know.
I'm asking a question.
That's what's making like you're like that's a, that's enough because
that's a loaded question.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm a journalist.
No. I mean, we all have like bad experiences, just like male, female. You know, it translates, you know, between the genders. But no, I just like with me at this point in my life, because I was married for so long, and you know, whatever. Like, I like to kiss women. I'll tease them, and then I'll send them off to a guy.
Nice. That's what I do too.
who's the guy? Who's the guy that you haven't worked with yet that you would love to do a scene with?
Great question. That's nice.
I recently got to work with one of the top guys, and I think that was the one I was, you know, most looking forward to, especially because of name recognition and, you know, because he is one of the top guys, which was Kieran Lee.
Kieran Lee.
That was always good. Yeah. And I'm actually scheduled to work with him again coming up. So that's really amazing.
So that means you are shooting again then.
Yeah.
All right.
I have some more lined up already.
Nice. Who do you think will be besides yourself, because you are always so popular, because you're always so friendly with your fans, who do you think will be the top three most sought after people as far as autograph seekers at the AVNs?
I think Angela White, who's one of the hosts of AVN for the award show this year.
She seems like a likable sort.
Yeah, and I did a convention with her in Australia, and she's before she came to the U.S. and blew up. And she's so personable, and she's so nice, and she's so, like, silly, and she's just so sexy. I think, like, for her, definitely.
Okay.
Phoenix Marie, I know for sure, is amazing with all of her fans.
She's kind of like a dominatrix, isn't she? Am I right on that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she's so, and she's, like, a really big fitness person, and she's very much, in the comic book, like a comic book nerd and stuff like that. So she's just really down to earth and super sexy.
All right, and then number three, Angela White, Phoenix Marie. Iggy, who do you think it is? Because you were saying Riley Nixon. Is that who you were saying, Iggy?
No, Riley Reed will be popular. But I was told, and I'm not familiar with this girl, but Kenzie Reeves?
I have no idea.
Okay.
All right, that's fine.
Never heard of her.
I'm throwing everything this guy told me about the AVNs away because he said Kenzie Reeves would be the big one, and I've never heard of her, and I can't find her anywhere.
I don't know her either, and we're pretty well-versed in the industry.
Oh, no.
That has your Facebook.
That's the way that it works. We do a segment here on the radio program called Foot Fetish Friday. A guy comes in. Now, he doesn't have a fetish. We want to be clear on that. It's more of a fondness.
Mild interest,
interest is what
mild
he
interest.
Says. How do you – would you participate in a Foot Fetish Friday segment, or is that something that you're like, that's not really my bag?
So, like, do they basically, like, fondle your feet?
Iggy, how would you describe what Jay does?
Yeah, he'll critique your feet. He'll fondle them. He'll give them a workover, and then if you're really into it, he may kiss them and put some ketchup or something on there and lick it off.
Hilarious. Hilarious.
No way.
You got it. That's not happening.
I have let some people, like this one guy at a convention, once in a while, like if my feet really hurt at the convention, I'll let him come, like, rub them for a few minutes. But no,
Iggy.
I'm not really.
Iggy's going to be the foot rubber.
No, we should ask her if she's familiar with that dude on Twitter that's.
What's that guy's name, Plowboy? Because Tegan
one?
Probably. Yeah, which one exactly? Which what's his name?
I thought it was Wesley White.
Walter White? Wesley White. This Wesley White, he tweets at all the adult film stars. I don't know. We'll figure it out. But Tegan, we appreciate you joining us here on short notice. Hopefully you and Iggy can get together at the AVNs here next week. Huge fan. Thank you so much for being on the show. We appreciate it.
Oh, well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
There she is, Tegan Presley.
Thank you, Teague-Z.
I mean, one of the all-time greats. In the business, and the Sea Monsters just back there. I mean, 30 minutes ago, he booked the owner of the Blues for the podcast, and then 10 minutes later, he books Tegan Presley on the show.
So,
look at this guy.
So this woman is a big star in the adult world.
She is. She was on Entourage.
So Seymour helped you, Iggy, because she's a great connection if she'll be there.
I think you're right, Kat. That's maybe somebody I can get to and introduce myself. Thanks for coming on. Can you please just go hit up Dylan and say, I need 5 minutes?
Or whatever it is that you're... But Seymour, good job, buddy. Because you helped Iggy, and he was a little worried about who he'd be able to interview.
No, that was big for Tim, because even if I interviewed her, Tim wasn't going to be able to.
That's right.
So this way, Tim got to talk to her.
She has, she's had a lot of plastic surgery, but it doesn't look like what you see, like, you know, when you kind of know.
Yeah.
Looks like better
mine.
Than she did.
Like mine.
Like yours, for example. You never know.
Right.
You never know.
No idea. Yeah. You never know.
The jowl add-on, they did a nice job with it.
Yeah, she is. She's kind of like Tori Black, just really beautiful.
Yeah. Doug, her injury story gives a whole new meaning to the industry term of bruising them guts. That's from the Hoosier of Huntley. Did two shoots and decided this was a life she dreamt of. Sometimes you just know, Doug.
Thanks. Scott's wrinkled ball sack.
I guess. I mean, to get talked into the first one, that's probably a big moment.
Bad move giving Iggy a general direction to your home. Adios, sex lady.
Bad move holding eggs.
Yeah, I didn't think that close to Hard Rock there were any houses or condos anywhere close to
that.
Well,
she said 10 minutes. You could probably drive a ways in 10 minutes.
Yeah, I won't be looking for a house. I'll be busy. I'll be busy working.
Yeah, that'd be the obvious place to bury the body.
Check Henderson first. That's a popular area.
Henderson would be it?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll head. I'll take
maybe a little further than 10 minutes.
I'll take an evening off and I'll run out to the Bunny Ranch and say hi to Dennis.
You wouldn't, would you?
No, not at all.
Guys, Tegan Stable is like the New World Order of the stag industry. New World Order. NWO. Doug, remember that 99 Monday Night Nitro?
I don't know.
Derek Hayes got them all. Not them all, not all, but he's got the big ones. Hopefully he doesn't find out we had her on. He'll get pissed off we went around him.
Scott Boris of porn.
I wonder how the Seamaster did that.
Well, he told me.
Oh, really?
Thumbs up, CZ, can I just mention it? How you did it?
Yeah. Well, we don't want 101 to...
Nah. Yeah,
okay,
we'll
then
keep it
in. Okay, yeah, he's got a connection.
Are we even sure that's who she said she was? Could that not have been any girl at all that Sea Monster knows? Hey, can you play the role of this porn? We don't know what she sounds like.
She got pretty in-depth about her accident, so...
Well, yeah, couldn't make that up. I'm more worried about Big Al in the hospital.
People believe he wasn't telling the truth because he was calling from the intensive care room. They say you can't call from the intensive care room.
I feel for the nurses of Big Al more than I think I feel for Big Al at this point.
He might be demanding?
I think the cell phone messes up the frequencies in the intensive care unit.
So you don't believe it either?
Really?
Yeah,
it sounded like he just woke up and took some NyQuil.
Canton Hospital, you get kicked out of the hospital for being on your phone.
Really? Doug, the 424 is back. 424 is sideways with the CJ6. I don't know what this is all about.
No.
Does Noshin and Joshin break down how the CJ6 is full of keyboard toughs who struggle with comedy? That's from the 424.
My guess is he was denied membership.
But you're of the Goob 11.
No, I know. I'm just, I don't know how the CJ6 working for us, getting new members right. And things like that. Usually we have, you know, a sit down with our, you know, our founding fathers, I guess right. You'd say.
Dotem's the George Washington.
Yeah, Dotem's definitely up there. Very he strictly. Conducts the meetings while we all sit there and
like
listen.
There's like 40 members of the Goob 11 now.
Yeah, well, roughly.
There are 40 of you now?
Well, not yet. Depending on what we can get out of it, you might be a member.
And there's a strict membership protocol?
There is now. I think Dotem is not happy with me just letting everybody in. But I still think Nipsey and Tribsy are good candidates.
Are they?
I hate this show. I love this show. I hate this show. I love this show. Thank you, Painter Guy.
Me
it's a love-hate relationship. Yeah.
I wanted to ask her if she's going to the white party. That seems to be the big one out there, the white party.
Wesley White?
No, it's just called the white party. You have to wear all white, which means if I'm going, I have to go
they
out and find an Oxford.
They have those in St. Louis all the time.
Could probably hit up every bathroom. There'd be a white party, too.
What?
I'm just talking about the cocaine habits. Probably. Okay. A lot of those people on there.
Guys, this 424 guy is anonymously texting smack talk and calling people keyboard gangsters. Hashtag self-awareness. Mm-hmm. Back to the important stuffed fish talk. I stand with Plowsy. Catfish, bluegill, and crappie are the best.
Thank you. It's a
bluegill. You get just
Midwest thing.
You got to have a lot of bluegill.
I agree with you on that one. Not a lot of meat per fish.
A bite or two.
Yeah.
Doug, it's time
you've
for
had
the,
it?
Yeah, sure.
Well,
Doug, it's time for the Hot Shots email of the day. As we're in the Gateway Buick GMC studios at I-270 McDonald Boulevard online at stlouisbuickgmc.com. And Doug, if you need a new car, pre-owned car, get your car serviced. Where are you going to go? Gateway Buick GMC.
37 service bays.
37 yep. Service bays. You're in and out. They have a concierge service. I like that Gateway Buick GMC. My family's been in cars for like 6-7 years now. Gateway Buick GMC. Gateway is the right way. Can you imagine at the spring training picnic table if the cat went into the clubhouse and struck out getting a player to come to the table, but then Plow Senator went in and got Molina? That's what happened today. Iggy has these lofty goals he won't reach and just a track record of porn stars standing you up for interviews. But then the Sea Monster literally got bored and booked Tegan Presley in a matter of minutes. This is Iggy's number one get of all time. It's a picture, Doug, of Leona Helmsley.
Yeah.
And that comes from Hey Phil.
Hey Phil.
P.S. I sent this in before she confirmed, so if you didn't come on, it's most likely because she heard Iggy would be asking her questions about the first time she had sex. Hey Phil is the name.
Hey Phil.
By the way, Khalifa will be there.
Oh, are you going to confront her?
I may just not say who I am and ask her about were you sexually active and see if she answers the question. Then I'll explode on her.
Flip that off.
Don't flip that off.
Guys, Plops here, going back to the 7 o'clock hour. The irony in Iggy telling someone on the show that something they're doing is, quote, getting old is too much for me. Within the same minute, he mentioned his list of top 30 porn performers as if society is to forever recall that time he made a list and put it on Facebook. Sweet St. Gabriel the Archangel, pray for us. Then the cat starts talking about his bathtub for the 14,000th time and the minor repair work it needs. What in the hell do you do in that tub that it's constantly needing handyman work? He did say there was a little piece that'll have to screw. Well, pal, I can relate. I got a little piece I need to screw as well, and his name's Glenn, and he's been drunk since December 8th. St. Gabe's again, baby. Pray for us. I think that's Misty Plops writing it.
Misty?
I don't think I've ever talked about my tub as
assistant program director.
Doug, do you remember me talking about this tub?
No, you talk about the bathroom that you got out of a lawsuit.
Yeah.
Quite often.
That's all different. That was settled amicably.
That was a renovation. This is a repair issue.
Right. Yeah. Falls under a different.
I can't give you check marks for inaccurate hashtag fake news, Misty.
Howdy, let me get this straight. Jay Randolph Sr. is such a nice guy. He provided commentary for two random clowns from the fan page golfing. I wonder if he would do the same thing for me if I send him some cat videos. Indeed, indeed. Here's the Pullman family cat, Tootsis, laying in a sunbeam, licking himself. This video brought to you by Merrimack Caverns, where it's always 50 degrees. Sounds pretty flipping good right now. Here's Tootsis climbing the curtains and ripping them to shreds. Don't forget to join me for Horse Hooky Tuesday. My pick to click is Honey Gold to win in the third. Thanks for watching the Pullman Cat Videos. I'm Jay Randolph, and this has been a Bill Pullman joint. Doug, that comes from Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Morn, I saw a feature on KMOV that spotlighted this eatery as having the best nachos this side of the Merrimack River.
Oh, here we go.
I'll have two orders, yo, and don't you dare skimp on the cool white cream on top. Oh, you don't think these nachos have enough protein on them, boy? You don't think these delights have enough of that beef on it, you filthy tranny boy? Let's hide underneath the porta potty outside and wait for a hot, sweaty man to take a seat and just let the steamy beef fall
enough.
Top our dick. Think about it. Tell us what else. And look, he's
got a picture,
and it appears to be Weezer with his buddies, topless, interlocking legs. Haven't you ever been to a barbecue?
Tunnels 12,000 has been suspended a period of 2 days' time. I'd like to thank the fine people at Hot Shots for use of their leather-bound suspension logule.
Iggy, for Christ's sake, it's breasts with an S, plural. There are two of them. We've talked about this before. Also, it's Linda Mulder, not Linda Mueller. Tim has only said her name 1,000 times, and you've looked at it over 100 when you're checking your list of future sunflowers or pretties, whatever the hell you want to call them.
Pretties.
Who've done you wrong. It's not that hard. She's a porn star and has two D's in her name. Also, I can't wait to hear you and the effing Nostradamus who texted Tim his hot tip of Bama Moneyline. Just minutes before kickoff, get a shout out at AVN Expo in 2 weeks. Between you oddly mispronouncing pretty phonetically simple names and Biff pissing his pants and constantly stumbling over the hilarious question, favorite french fry for the 100th time, it should be quite a little presentation. Can't wait to hear every coked out up and performer, up and comer on the run and Gray Bush veteran, who will do anything for a buck, have the same confused response as the new Cardinal to hear the first Calvin May question with, what? Tell him good luck. Doug, it's Matt, and he bowls over at Hank's.
Matt, who bowls over there at Hank's.
Great, another boring, or so I thought, but this guy was different. Crisp khakis, an Oxford shirt, a forehead for days, and he brought a bottle of champagne. As the bubbles rushed to our heads, I flipped the dynamics and started asking him questions about his favorite positions, and it really started to turn him on. 1 minute later, he pulled his pants down, flipped me over, and gave me the flying camel. Time to sail, orca whale. Lance Morton, Lance Mountain,
so
professional
snowskier.
Doug, he included a picture also. People are including pictures themselves.
Lance Mountain, professional snow skier. The picture proves that's who he is.
Hayes, let's get down to some business here. Next time you pull off your hilarious catering heist, why don't you steal a tray of that Cardinal Kool-Aid and serve it to all your media buddies who don't hold anybody accountable? I mean, I'm in love with this rotation of a number one who's more concerned with his hair color than winning games. Grandpa Wainwright, and some guy is so good he's been pitching in Japan. That's the typical career trajectory. Stop it. You only go to the Far East for weird fetishes on YouPorn. Now go choke on a lizard. But that's not our biggest problem. Old Bowtie really thinks we can win this little league manager. Can't wait to see him run that twink Bowman out there another 80 times this year and take out Ozuna for a defensive replacement in the eighth. And that spot in the lineup comes up with the game on the line. We are the best fans in baseball. 25 years running, according to Gallup. They did a Gallup poll?
Yes, they did. Yeah, so. I read that.
But I'm they won't sure. spend any money. This team can't win. I would say take it to the bank, but DeWallet already has. Tired of it. Steve in Wildwood.
Doug,
it's January, and they're already unhappy with this club's performance.
Yeah, they don't like the way it's going.
Gallup issues spirit polls. That was a spirit poll that he...
And finally, let me get this straight. There are seven girls that Pumpkinhead really wants to interview whilst creep-walking around the AVN Expo. He'd have better luck phoning his buddy Ricky Ankiel to play 18 at Belle Reve with his old pal Nick Faldo. Ain't happening, you weirdo. $10 says he comes back with audio from a strung-out streetwalker and plays it off like she's Nina Hartley. I'll get Riley Reed. Go F yourself, you bleach-headed bootface, because God knows no one under the age of 73 will F your wrinkly, tanned hide. CJ is six. See you later, Doug. Lefty Jack. That's CJ six. They're sideways with the 4-2-4. CJ six is sideways with Iggy. God almighty.
Lefty
Give
Jack
Peace
here.
A chance.
CJ six.
I put check marks next to three. Stephen Wildwood, Bill Pullman, and Hey Phil. I'm going with Hey Phil. I'm not.
I like Misty Plops today, Bill Pullman, and Stephen Wildwood. We hadn't heard from Stephen Wildwood for a while. I thought he kind of brought it. I'll say Steve in Wildwood.
I'm going with Matt Who Bowls at Hanks. We have to go to the Speaker of the House. Ladies and gentlemen, the Plow Hawk.
Yeah, Matt killed it. So
he's bowling. Matt Lucas.
You are soulless.
And it was his birthday yesterday.
Yeah, so you have to give him a birthday.
Oh, you know.
Doug, Elysium Restoration and Design is the company that built our basement, and we recommend them to our audience, not just for finished basements, but for kitchens, bathrooms, and home additions. You can see it for yourself at erdstl.com. They do it all while podcasting like the Dickens. They're listeners, and I can't begin to tell you how great the work is that they do. It's Elysium Restoration and Design. Trust is one of the things they build well. And Kelly Chase, I would imagine he'll be with us tomorrow. He's usually with us on Thursdays. Sometimes it changes based on the traveling of the team, but I don't think that should be an issue.
Okay, we'll get through it.
Blues analyst Kelly Chase joins us weekly on Thursday mornings, fueled by Petromart. Start all your pregame festivities at Petromart, a proud sponsor of your St. Louis Blues and a proud supplier of Phillips 66 gasoline. Not only can you fill up on gas when you stop at one of Petromart stores, you can fill up your stomach, too. They offer a wide selection of food, drink, and other goodies to satisfy you and your family. Petromart, clean, fast, and friendly. It's Petromart. So you got to check that out. See what the word is.
Well, I already did once this morning.
Oh, did you? There it is, right there. Yeah. And then Surf and Sirloin. You probably see it there on Manchester. It's kind of by the Pear Movie Theater.
Right, just a little bit west of that.
Yeah, 590 The Fan presents Surf and Sirloin as our next listener rewards program starting January 17th. Listeners can purchase a $50 gift certificate for Surf and Sirloin for half off. So that's going on right now, brother. It's $50 gift certificate for Surf and Sirloin for half off. It's only $25. That's the math. That's 50% off one of St. Louis's best steak and seafood restaurants, pairing the best cuts of USDA certified prime beef alongside the freshest seafood in town. To take part in this offer, just log on to 590thefan.com and click on the Listener Rewards tab. There are only 20 gift certificates, so be sure to purchase before they are all gone. Time for us to shut it down for the Plowhawk, for Iggy, for the Sea Monster, for my brother Kevin, for Douglas Sullivan, Vaughn, Jimmy the Cat Hayes. I'm Tim McKernan. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios.